I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
School district in Lancaster says a teenager high school student died 2 days after heat emergency during football practice. Preston Malone been in conditioning for the JV team at Lancaster Early College High School on Monday. He started to get sick.
He alerted the coach that he was not feeling well. The coach immediately noticed that Preston was not sweating. He was not perspiring, and they were in the middle of conditioning. When he noticed that, he was able to immediately call the trainer. They carted him to a cool tub where he was placed in, and our athletic trainer was able to take his temperature, and it was at 104.
They say he'd been alert and talking before he went to the hospital, but got worse yesterday, died of a heart attack this morning. They had grief counselors there, and they're going to stay on campus for the rest of the week.
Breaking news now. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, we have breaking news. One of the FBI's most wanted accused of killing her 6-year-old son in Tarrant County has now finally been captured.
6-year-old Noel Rodriguez Alvarez was last seen in November of 2022 in Everman. Soon after, an Amber Alert was issued. Police say his mother, Cindy Rodriguez Singh, her husband, and 6 other children fled to India. Several searches turned up nothing, but police believe that Singh killed little Noel. So she was charged with capital murder in October of 2023. Now, FBI Director Kash Patel announced that the FBI, in coordination with Indian authorities and Interpol, arrested Singh in India. She's been transported back to the U.S. and will be extradited to Texas soon. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Now the latest out of Austin, there is a vote that's very close at the Capitol. Texas Republicans will pass new congressional maps.
Texas Democrats unsuccessfully argued to delay the vote in order to hold more committee hearings to give Texans more input. The Democrats' argument for more Democratic input was met with stiff opposition from State Rep. Todd Hunter. He filed the bill.
You all chose to walk out. To me, you damaged the process. You kept people away. You kept work from being done. Don't use that as an excuse to belabor this bill.
All amendments offered by House Democrats were rejected, including one by Trey Martinez Fisher.
Should this get tied up in the courts, which is highly likely, all this amendment says is it will run in the current districts that we have today.
Another amendment would have blocked the maps until the Epstein files were released. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A federal judge in San Antonio temporarily blocks a Texas law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in every public classroom. U.S. District Judge Fred Beery issued a preliminary injunction stating that Texas Senate Bill 10 likely violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. 16 Texas families filed a lawsuit to block the law from taking effect on September 1st. Their attorney is Thomas Busser Clancy.
Public schools are for education, not for religious conversion. And school officials can't and should not be imposing religious scripture on students as a condition of getting their public education.
Texas Attorney General Kim Paxton says he will appeal this decision to the Fifth Circuit Court. In June, the Fifth Circuit upheld a lower court decision blocking a similar law in Louisiana.
The governor got to ring the closing bell for the New York Stock Exchange, and he didn't even have to go to New York to do it. They had a remote bell at Jerry World.
One thing we know in this state, and that is it may be the state that gets the accolades, but it's the men and women who go to work at these businesses every single day that make Texas what it is. So give it up for all the hardworking Texans who join us here today.
All of a sudden, North Texas is becoming kind of like Wall Street. The Texas branch of the New York Stock Exchange is already open, but the Texas Stock Exchange is another one that's going to open in Dallas next year.
The arrest of Cindy Rodriguez Singh, wanted in the disappearance of her 6-year-old son, Noel Rodriguez Alvarez. Everman Police Chief Al Brooks joins us now live to talk about this. Thank you so much for the time. This has been a long time coming.
It has been. It very much has been. Our staff has been very heavily invested in this for 2.5 years, 2.5 plus.
How difficult was it to be able to find her from, you know, the fact that she was overseas? How many different organizations came together for this?
Oh, we have partnered with so many law enforcement agencies in the immediate area throughout the Metroplex, involving state agencies. Of course, our partnership with the FBI on this. This investigation actually at some point or another, our investigators were having to contact people in 5 different countries to track her down. And the announcement today came as a considerable surprise.
Yeah, I can imagine after your officers had invested so much time in this investigation and that the fact that she had escaped the country, this, I can imagine, almost made it a little personal and give you that little bit of sense of justice being served.
Yes, it does, but it doesn't mark an end by any manner or means. It's just another step in the process. We've still got miles to go. But it is very satisfying that we have gotten our hands on her and will get her back here to answer for what has occurred. We're not going to give up. You mentioned that it would get very personal. It does get very personal to our staff and to all the residents of Everman. We're a relatively small city, and everybody has kind of adopted Noel and has become very invested in this case and have always been seeking information and wanting more information, wanting to know the progress. And I'm sure there will be a lot of people with a sigh of relief tonight. But for us, it just marks the next phase of the investigation.
Yeah, you know, Chief, when people are new to North Texas, they may not know all the details of this, but we still haven't found Noel's body. And we knew that Cindy was not here in the United States. Just the coordination, as you mentioned, was a daunting task. What are the next steps to get Cindy here and to get her processed, and what will happen?
That's what we're waiting for right now is more confirmation, more information from our federal partners to know exactly when she will be arriving and where. And we just simply don't have those details at this point. And that, of course, is what everything else is hinging on.
Yeah, one last question for us. What about the rest of the family? It was not just Cindy that fled to India.
Correct. And that's one of the questions that we have not gotten an answer to yet. We don't know if it is if it's just her or if it's the entire family or exactly what the details are. We simply have not had a chance to get that information.
The Cowboys documentary, it dropped last night, the 8-part docu-series, so there's 8 episodes, dropped last night on Netflix. America's Team, The Gambler, and his Cowboys, the gambler, of course, that's old Jerry.
That's right.
And all about buying the team back in 1989, firing Tom Landry.
Great stuff. They show some old pictures of him and his family. Like, you see Jerry in a swimsuit in his 30s dancing.
Oh, wow.
And you're like, he looked young and healthy, and you're like, what?
So you watched the first two. You said you could have watched all eight.
I know. Look, it gets you too fired up. The point is that it's extremely well done. The storytelling is fantastic. Good pace, great use of music. And Jerry, I think at the very beginning, talks about hitting that oil well. And the way he describes it, you hear that sound deep down inside. It starts gurgling.
The old wildcatter.
And it's like, it draws you in, and you're like, God, this is why you like the guy, kind of.
Well, they did the premiere a couple of weeks ago in L.A. We told you about this. Jerry was there, of course, and walking the red carpet. And he was asked about his business philosophy, at least when it comes to the Cowboys. I love this. This from Jerry. He says, yeah, it's all about the spotlight.
I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. It's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players. But there's something more there. There's sizzle. There's emotion. And if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
That's right.
Now, see, look.
Controversy that puts people in the seats and gets them watching on TV.
And this is where I think the documentary is great, because it shows you why he came up with that mentality. The NFL was a much different landscape in 1989 than it is today. They were losing money on that TV contract. CBS was like, we don't know if we want to renew, because it wasn't that glitz and glamour. Yeah, it was a very popular sport, but it wasn't Showtime Hollywood. It didn't pull the ratings that it does today.
Jerry has...
And Jerry understood, we got to change some things around here.
He has been, he's been good for the Cowboys at times, not so good at times, but he's been real good for the NFL.
Oh, my gosh. Every single one of those owners is a billionaire because, in large part, of what Jerry Jones and the TV deals that he was able to get. He was the one that went after Fox. Remember, Fox? Mm-hmm. The only thing they were known for was The Simpsons. Yeah. And he said, let's go talk to them and let's get a deal with them. And everyone thought they were crazy, but that was the greatest thing that ever happened to him.
Fox wrote the check. The director of this docuseries, McLean Way, he's got his opinions on Jerry's complicated relationship with Jimmy Johnson after working with the two of them on this docuseries.
Yeah, I think what initially drew us was just the full access to Jerry and Jimmy. And it's like, I know that they have talked individually about their relationship, dating back from when they were 17 years old to teammates at the University of Arkansas, to winning back-to-back Super Bowls, and then, of course, Jimmy's firing and him leaving the Cowboys. But I had never really actually heard them talk together about it at length. Like, yeah, they had done kind of small little Fox segments here and there, but I was really excited about the opportunity to sit down with, you know, we interviewed Jimmy for, I think, about 7 hours one day, and we probably spent, you know, 3.5 hours talking about his relationship with Jerry Jones. And Jerry we interviewed for almost 40 hours. So the opportunity to really, like, dive deep and have these guys do what we call the postmortem, like, let's do a postmortem on your relationship all these years later. And they came up with some, like, what I like to think are really interesting and thoughtful answers. There's always going to be disagreements between these guys. If you get them in the same room and ask them who deserves credit for the Herschel Walker trade, you're going to get two different answers to this day. But a lot of them, you know, a lot of times they expressed a little bit of regret and a little bit of responsibility and a little bit of accountability, while still acknowledging kind of the amazing things that they accomplished together. So that was really what drew us to this one from the get-go.
Do you get the sense that they like each other today?
I get the sense that they have reached a spot which, like, I personally admire, which is they can acknowledge that they will have disagreements from here until the very end. Like, they are never going to agree over certain things, but that's okay. And they say that's okay. And they can still have a relationship that's built on, like, respect and admiration, and they can be in the same room. And honestly, they can actually have a great time together.
This is the director, McLean Way. He was on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, I haven't quite gotten to the divorce yet between that. That's going to be in, I assume, episode 3 and 4. But The first two, just watching, it's amazing how much those two guys leaned on each other in the lean years, because it was.
Well, first year, 1-15.
Yeah, Jerry was thought of as an idiot, didn't know what he was doing. Jimmy is a college coach that can't understand the pros and the pro game, and those guys really just believed in each other. I got your back, you got mine, and it's just amazing that that works so well.
Took them 3 years, but they had a dynasty in the 90s.
And then when you watch them get good and the cockiness, you got to remember that when that team came to town, they knew they were going to win.
How about them Cowboys?
That's right. And you start getting that feeling like, God, it's so separate.
God,
so
I miss
far
that.
Away. Yeah, exactly.
I miss that.
From the field that we have today now.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.